Verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're looking at, we're doing an acrostic off of deliver, to deliver. And the first thing was to decide. You put out there Joel 3:14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The second thing we looked at was the E was to exercise. 1 Timothy 4:8, the word of God says, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. And tonight we want to look at, then we looked at to liberate, and looked at Galatians 5:1, where the word of God says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. So tonight, the Lord led me with the I to instill. I-N-S-T-I-L. We don't, L. If you have it, to instill. I was looking at Webster's dictionary, and instill, the definition for instill is to gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude, especially a desirable one in a person's mind. Amen. So tonight, God wants to instill his word. You know, he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So tonight, our text is found in Colossians 3. She's getting closer. I see it up there. Hallelujah. Colossians 3, verse number 1. The Apostle Paul says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. So to instill, first we're going to look at the ambition. The ambition. Hallelujah. Ambition to run. You know, whether you believe it or not, I get pumped up to run in the morning. Amen. Amen. And I'm pumped up to run the race for Christ. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians 9, verse number 24. The word of God says this. It says, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is tempered in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. But here's what I do. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, practice what we preach and preach what we practice. So So when we're running this, we have ambition to run this race that is set before us. It calls for you and I to react. And the Lord took me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 12. And one of the things that's so important, listen to me, that when we're seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, right? Amen. We're sowing to ourselves in righteousness. We're reaping in mercy. We're breaking up the fallow ground around our heart. We're seeking the Lord until He comes and rains righteousness upon us. All right? Amen. We're in a race. We're in a race together. We're our brother's helper. We're our brother's keeper. Amen. We're not leaving others behind. Amen. God desires for us to all cross the finish line. And 1 Corinthians 14, 12, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church, to build up. Amen. What are we to say? We talk to people that, hey, you made a decision. You decided to follow Jesus. You're exercising your faith. Amen. You've exercised your faith, brought you liberty. And liberty is maintained by instilling God's word and practicing His word and putting it into practice. Amen. In other words, I have the mind of Christ now. I'm not thinking the way I used to think. I'm not seeing the way I used to see. So to review this, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 14. He said, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to shew thyself approved, a workman that needeth not, approved unto God, excuse me, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. There's a lot of babbling going on. Amen. Amen. And if it doesn't align with the word, God isn't changing His word. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I change not. Amen. So every time we have a tendency to make everyone feel good is to water down the word, not with the Spirit of God, with water to dilute it, to weaken it. Because we think that we can reach people if we give them a half-truth. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. A half-truth never set anyone free. It may have made them feel good, but they weren't in liberty and free. Amen. So He is saying with us, we have an ambition, but we have to have a good attitude. The attitude we're looking at is, for the first thing I want to look at is the life in Romans chapter 8. Verse number 5. The Apostle Paul said this, he says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you, but I want to have the peace of God. I want to operate in that. He wants to remind us that we belong to Him. We are the Lord's. Yeah. What I'm saying here, we're not the Lord. We belong to the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14. He reminds you and I. He said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. That's what God wants to instill in us. What is Christ saying? Where is Christ leading? Half the time I'm reacting in my flesh and not in my spirit. Hello? My spirit was willing, but my flesh was weak. Amen. Sometimes we need to wait. They that wait upon the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we should be slower to respond. Sometimes we're intellectual. Come on. If we respond quickly. But most of the times when we respond quickly, we're responding in the flesh, not in the spirit. Amen. Because what does he say? They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Amen. So if I have the mind of Christ and God and Christ is the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, we have the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. Then the Word, everything they said, everything in the Word is the mind of Christ. And if the Word is the mind of Christ, I have the mind of Christ, I have the Word. Amen. We have prayer warriors right now that are praying. What they're doing is professing the Word. They're reading the Word. Amen. Proclaiming the Word in the airways. There's enough things that are being said in the airways. We're taking the airways back. Amen. I don't know. Monday, we had also time here. Amen. The Holy Spirit showed up, and there was, I don't know how many souls gave their heart to the Lord. There was a bunch of them. Amen. Why? Because God showed up. Why? Because we prayed. Why? Because we came into agreement. Why? It was a team effort. Sunday night, we came in here and prayed for a harvest on Monday. Guess what God gave us? A harvest on Monday. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants you to know how valuable every part is. Amen. That nothing happens without all of us working together. Amen. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. What is God's purpose in this world? That the world would be saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So he says to us also the lesson in Philippians 4. The apostle says in verse number 8, he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. So he says that we're to have ambition, but we're to have a kingdom mindset. Because guess what? If I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I have the mind of Christ, and I should react as Christ react. We used to wear the little bracelet years ago. What would Jesus do? How would Jesus respond when the person doesn't deserve a good response? What would Jesus do? He loved them. I know he loved me when I didn't deserve it. Amen. The activation of instilling this in your mind comes from first the surrender. In Galatians 2:20, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who saved me and gave himself for me. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe that he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. What are we talking about? We're talking about being delivered. We decided, amen, to exercise our faith, and God would liberate us. And when we take this next step and instill God's word in our mind, we can keep what God delivered us from getting it back.
Amen.
Amen. You know, he just doesn't take it from you or release you from it to give it back to you later. Amen. 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 So he says, with our salvation, I have in Romans chapter 10. Verse number 9, he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This isn't just saying I'm saved. This is saying I know, it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that's living in me.
Right.
Amen. And no weapon the enemy forms against me can prosper, because I'm a child of the living God. I've got his son living with me. If I got his son living with me, I got his daddy with me, and I got the Holy Spirit with me, all three in one. Amen. So every time the devil comes out at me, guess what? Four come back at him. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and me that's in the run. Amen. We're running the race of faith, man. We're believing God that he's going to do everything that he said. This will bring us, this calls for the sacrifice. The sacrifice. Jesus made a sacrifice, but in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 16. He says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Amen. Amen. Guess what? God's saying we need each other. God says that we have to sacrifice at times to present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is our good and our reasonable service. Amen? So he's saying to us tonight, amen, to instill for us to have the ambition, I'll get my sheet out, the ambition to run, to react, to review what God says, the attitude, the life's attitude, we're listening to the Lord, the lesson that he gives us. The activation is to surrender, the salvation, and the sacrifice for others. Just as Christ sacrificed for your salvation, he calls for us to sacrifice for others.
Amen.
Amen. The award is 1 Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. Amen. So what did he say tonight? To instill, gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude, especially a desirable one in a person's mind. Rather you know it or not, God deposited something in your mind tonight through the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. He instilled something in you. And when the enemy comes in, that word that was instilled will rise up. You know, when he says to instill, that God is depositing something, we're not just speaking and saying the word just for the sake of saying the word. God brought the word to you to accomplish something in your heart and life tonight. God knows everything that you're facing. Nothing has gone past his notice or his attention. And he said, I've got you in the hollow of my hand. I told you that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hold on to my word. Hold on to my promises. And you'll see the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we all just stand in a moment?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, you sent it here tonight to do something in every heart and every life of everyone. You're not leaving anyone out. Every last one that is here, you're instilling something in their heart and their mind tonight that the enemy cannot steal. Your word declares when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. That standard was already been raised by the cross. And when you said it was finished, it was done, it was complete. So, Father God, when the battle comes and when you reveal to your children what you want to deliver, what you want to release from them, may they recognize that they were never able to do it in their own strength before, but they can do all things through Christ that gives them the strength. Not only the strength to release, but the strength to keep it released in Jesus' name. Be with us, Father God. May we be a witness to others of your love, your mercy, and grace, and we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.